Okay, obviously, you know, good to add another player. We wanted to add a running back in the in this draft and targeted a few of them, but the first one being Bishop Sankey. Really what he brings to us is a great deal of versatility, vision, feet, ability to catch the football, which is what we were looking for. The important thing for us in picking one of these backs was to get the right fit for coach's offense. And versatility, ability to play on three downs was really one of the main criteria. We also have Marv Sunderland here, our area scout, who's spent a lot of time up in Seattle watching Bishop. So any questions?
How much does this help fill, you know, the loss of, you know, CJ and his offense?
Well, I mean, he's a different type of player than CJ, and so that's really – we were looking for a guy like this, a guy with some versatility, not exactly trying to replace CJ. We'll have multiple backs at play, and Coach can address some of that, but definitely we needed a running back. And I think I told you guys that that's what we were going to target when you asked about our needs, and that's what we did.
Justin, it seems like you started a run. Is it nice to be at the head of the line and trigger that as opposed to having to react to it?
Yeah, I like being at the head of the line because we get our guy and triggered. I think that happened last year, too. I want to say a little bit when Gio Bernard went to Cincinnati. So, it was nice to trigger it.
What set him apart? You mentioned versatility, ability to catch the football. I mean, what set him apart? I think Hyde, Hill were gone. What set him apart from those guys in your mind?
They're just all different style players. They all do something. You know, Hyde is a real, really good player, strong pounder type. Hill at LSU. You know, he's a big back that can do several things himself, but he's also a big between the tackles runner. Good player as well. So they're just all a little different.
Did you consider the move back much of a risk, or how confident were you at that point?
You know, you never know when you're moving back, what's going to really happen. There were a lot of players on the board. We felt like we had a chance to get a running back if we moved back, and we were able to do so. But it was nice to move back, pick up the back, and also get a pick with it, you know.
Can you remind you of anybody back you've been around or played?
You know, not really. Not so much. We liked that group was there. They were all good players. And it really just came down to having the opportunity to pick the guy that we just felt was the best overall match for what we were trying to do.
Well, you've got a lot of backs now, you mentioned. I mean, what's an ideal carry number for a guy like Bishop Sankey? You know,
I think it's going to depend on the game a little bit, Jim. You know, you're right, we do. I like our group. We've got a lot of versatility with that group. Some of it's going to depend game plan-wise on which attack we're using for an opponent. Some of it's going to depend on how we go as an offense. You know, that's something that we've got to see in the OTAs and how far we can go with it. So the one thing that we really liked about Bishop was, you know, whether we're in a sub offense or we're in a base offense, we felt like he could contribute in either one of those, and that was important for us because we feel like we have guys that can do a little bit of each of either, I should say, but we needed a guy that could do, like Rustin said, all three downs, and that's attractive, was an attractive thing to us.
You mentioned OTAs there. He's not going to be able to be a part of those?
No. I think right now the only thing we know for sure that he's going to be a part of is rookie minicamp next weekend, so that's when we'll get a chance to give him all the information. He'll get an iPad, and he'll be able to take that with him. And then we'll be able to actually put everything on it. He'll be able to get that as well as video from practice. So, you know, that'll be a great tool for giving him an opportunity to actually see what we're doing, have the terminology, have the what we're calling it, you know, all those things. So hopefully that'll help.
Well, how do people at Washington view him? What kind of reputation does he leave behind there?
He's got a great reputation. He's a great character guy, comes from a super family, never been in any type of trouble or anything like that. He's one of the leaders on the football team. You know, he's a good student, top student on top of everything else, never misses practice. The intriguing thing about him is he has a ton of carries, and he very seldom puts a ball on the ground. You know, he's got a great style. He's got a good run style. He's more than just kind of a speed guy. He can run inside. He can get outside, he runs through guys, and he can break the long runs. You know, he's got great hands out of the backfield. and he's good blockers. The three things a back has to do is run it, carry it, and catch it, you know, and then block. Those are the things that he's a well-rounded back. He's very good.
Russell, you were saying that he's heard himself comparison to Bernard and even LeSean McCoy. Can you see any of those comparisons yourself?
Well, I think they're all a little different, but I think there's the ability to catch the ball, the vision, and a little bit the shiftiness. I think that those things are similar. And he's a little bigger than Bernard, but there's some similarities there. Yeah.
Well, Russell, did they do a lot of pro style runs at Washington, or is that something he's going to have to learn a little bit?
No, you know, he'll be able to pick up whatever you give him. He's a smart guy. You know, talking to their academic people, he's a top student when they first came in there. They have all their students come in, and their student athletes come in. And after a matter of weeks, I was told they didn't even have to bother with him. They have never had a problem with him academically. He gets it. He carries a good grade point average. So I don't see that being a problem. He can run whatever you want to run. I mean, he'll be able to pick everything up. You know, the guy that he most reminds me of was when I was with the Giants, we had Tiki Barber. He runs a lot like Tiki. But Tiki put the ball on the ground a lot. This kid doesn't.
Rustin, can you talk a little bit about the fact he's coming out as a junior? And at some positions, that might be considered that you need more of a learning curve, but is it almost an advantage for running backs, given that there's less tread off the tires, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, I think that running backs, their shelf life is obviously not quite as long. And I'm sure a lot of them, when they come out early, and that's one of the things they're thinking about is going ahead and getting into the NFL and making the most of their career. You know, he's been he has handled things with his body really well, so he doesn't take a lot of straight on hits, big hits, and so he's actually been very durable.
Rustin, some of the numbers he put up at the combine were pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. How much did that impress you?
Well, you know, we look at all that. I mean, we our tapes have film of them playing. They have their pro days. They have the combine. Kind of everything is on one tape. And we looked at that, and he was very impressive, and not only with his numbers, but then what he did in the drills, changing directions and catching the ball.
Rustin, fairly or unfairly, he will always be known as the guy who replaced Chris Johnson. Is he prepared for? Do you feel like he's prepared for that mentally?
I think so. I mean, I think this guy is solid and will handle that really well. He's just completely different as a back. Their skill set is not the same. So when you see him on the field, it's not going to look anything like Chris, and he'll make his own mark.
Is there a game you can recall that sort of defines him, that was sort of a game that showcased him better than some others?
Well, he's pretty consistent throughout his whole season this past year and stuff. His consistency was an amazing thing. He gained yards in every game, so he was good in every game, and there were some games that were probably a little better than the others. You know, the Stanford game, he had a great game against Stanford, which was a very good football team. He was good against Oregon. So most of the games you put on, he is a productive back. You know, so he's a big part of their offense. He moves the chains for them. He's a go-to guy. So you can put on almost any game, and you're going to find him being very productive.
Yeah, a fourth-round pick that you got from the Eagles that satisfy your need to kind of beef up your number of picks, or are you still looking maybe to try and get back in tonight before it's over?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, get back in tonight. Not easy to do. So we'll just have to see. But I think it helps us having that extra pick. It'll make up for what we don't have a little bit in the third round and may give us some options.
Ken, pass pro is usually an issue for a rookie back, or one thing that could keep a guy off the field. You talked about his versatility. How comfortable is he at that, taking on a blitzer?
Well, that was one of the things that was attractive about him. We felt like we had seen some evidence of tape of him being able to do that and do it well. So, you know, when we looked at these backs, one of the things that was important in evaluating them was their ability to do that, because that's a tough deal. It's an important part of it. So, you know, obviously we'll look forward to getting a chance to see him do that here, but that was one of the things we felt he was good at.
Does Sean and Dexter take on the extra load during OTAs when he's not here, or does somebody like Jackie Battle work almost as that piece of the trio to start?
Leon, Jackie Battle, you know, all those guys will get those carries during the, we'll get those opportunities during the OTAs. So, I mean, let's face it, we'd like to have him here, but he'll adapt. He'll have opportunities to come in here. And one of the things, like Marv said, he's a very intelligent young man. So that was one of the things that really impressed us about him as well. So that, you know, he'll be fine. Having the information there, being able to update it, being able to get him actual video, I think will be very helpful.
Rustin, assuming that you guys don't get back in tonight, can you kind of take a look at what tomorrow might look like, what kind of needs maybe that the team is still looking at?
Well, you know, we wanted to get the running back. That was a big deal. We've taken two offensive players, obviously, so we'll take a look at defense and defensive spots. But, you know, once we get through this and we see who's been taken, if we don't get back in the third round, then we'll regroup and just – try to take the best player we can.
Ken, do you ever see a potential for Bishop returning kicks or punts?
Well, we'll see. I think we've got a number of those guys. You know, Dexter's done it, Leon's done it, so we've got some options there, but I don't think you can ever have enough of those guys.
Justin, what do you think the deepest positions are still remaining in the draft?
Well, I think, you know, we've said all along that wide receiver is deep. It's still deep. It was kind of, I think, the deepest position going in. So I would think that. There's some defensive backs, some corners, a few safeties. So we'll see.